You were going backwards.
It's more relaxing. It's you use other muscles, and I like the comfort.
Do you know when to stop?
Pardon?
Do you know when to stop going backwards?
Yeah, it's just a matter of comfort.
Tell me your name and where you're from.
Oscar from Zurich Center.
Oscar, this is your second year here?
Yeah.
Second multi-day race?
Yes, it's true.
And what was it like for you running the race here last year for the first time?
The second day really was tough.
Last year?
Yeah, but now it goes smooth. I'm really surprised how much better it goes this time.
What's the difference between last year and this year?
I'm not hurt at all, you know. Last year I was hurt. And that makes so much of a difference, you know.
Now, when you are in pain, when you are in discomfort, it's hard to get joy from this, is it not?
It's true. That's why I try not to get hurt at least. I do some yoga in the tent. And don't go to the maximum. Try to be in a good consciousness. And this time also I'm talking less.
Well, that's not very good for me, but you did a lot of talking last year, and that distracted you from what you wanted to do.
Yeah, somehow, yeah. No, I wouldn't say it was too bad, but this time I think it's better.
So you're sort of keeping to yourself, then, you're saying?
I wouldn't say it at all, but generally it's better not talking all the time. That's what I get.
What was the best part of running here last year? What inspired you the most about being here for the first time?
I would say after the few days of struggle, at the end I could speed up again. It was really... And then the inner experiences.
Well, what kind of inner experiences did you think you had? Or how would you describe them?
I would say all the blessings you get. When you get to the border.
To the border, you mean to the finish line or to the...
To the When you get to the...
Oscar?
At the bottom of exhaustion. 77.
Oh, sorry, the edge of exhaustion.
Yeah.
So many people would think that the edge of exhaustion, you're done, but you're not, are you?
Not as yet, because I don't... And another thing is I'm sleeping longer, so I take more rest, and then I have a higher speed in general. Because I don't have any... I'm not hurt, so I can... generally, my basic speed is higher. I can run basically all the time.
Now, the weather last year was much, much different. It was very rainy, very wet. The course was flooded.
Okay, that plays also a triple, I would say, to the higher mileage now. Because it puts you down somehow after day 6 days. Okay, I mean, I was still down about the first 4 days. I was still in a good mood. The fifth day, when it became worse, again, there were 2 hours without rain, then it became, and I just went to sleep for 2 hours.
That's in the first race, or that's this year?
So this year is much better weather-wise, but I don't know, the next day, probably the heat has an effect also.
Do you think that you're just beginning as a multi-day runner, or this may be the end for you?
Just let's wait the last few days, how it will go. But I think I'm still continuing that way. But I like other races as well. Probably I keep on to the 6 days and do other races.
So from a meditation point of view, people would find it hard to see how you could meditate or be quiet or inner... When there's so much noise, there's so much activity, but is it possible to do that?
I mean, especially in the night, it's really quiet. That's why I like running in the evening.
And what happens at night for you?
When you're really tired, then meditation starts, you know, somehow. You get deeper experience.
Oscar, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.